Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I want to welcome everybody listening to us. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the United States, as well as around the world. And by the satellite and by internet as well. Now, those of you that are listening to us on the satellite and listening to us on internet, you can always get a hold of us by going to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and send us a message, and eventually it gets directly to us. Sometimes it takes about 5 minutes or so, but we try to answer all the messages. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and I don't have any plans to leave Twitter. They haven't done anything to me, so I'm just cruising along, doing what I'm doing. Now, don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, where it's almost as cold here as it is there, where Kyle Warren is, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and hello to everybody tonight.
Yeah, but guess what? They're going to disappear right now because it is cold. And by cold, I mean it's 49 degrees. The temperature's dropping. It looks like it's going to go down much cooler than that, at least 5 degrees where we're at here in the Tampa Bay area. But it's already in the 30s up north in the panhandle. So, well, welcome to winter.
Well, exactly, yep.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was started on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the caller, I want to mention again that here we go with the aircraft flights. 2,900 flights canceled yesterday across America for the COVID and the bad weather. That's what they're saying. And it looks like today we're off to maybe the same sort of a start.
It does look like that, Captain. And, of course, you still have a lot of people trying to get where they want to go.
And they're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, and in some cases, I think one airline is offering pilots up to three times pay.
That's right.
As long as they continue to work through, I think, January the 29th.
I think that's United.
I think you're right. Yes, exactly. And so they're trying everything but the kitchen sink and maybe even the kitchen sink on this, but it's hard to get people where they need to go right now.
Yeah, and if you're sitting in an airport and you're listening to us, you know, God bless you. But and here's the other thing: a lot of the hotels around the airports are booked solid, so these people really don't have anywhere to go except the airport.
That's true. It's the old adage, right? Sleeping in the airport. This is a big deal.
And I saw an article a little while ago where somebody said they were out of money. They had no choice. They had to stay there because the airline was not giving them any credit back, so they had money to spend.
Right, yeah, in some cases they get a voucher or something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone line and see what Mike in Clearwater wants. Okay there, Mr. Mike.
Hi, Captain. Kyle, two things. First of all, the Democrats want to try to do Build Back Better. It's a failure. They want to change the rules in the regarding the filibuster, which Joe Manchin says he doesn't support. And they want to redo this whole voting, the voting legislation, which is another thing that Joe Manchin.
How many votes does it take to change the rules in the Senate?
60, I believe, right at the moment. Unless if there's, hopefully they can't change that.
They don't have the votes to change anything. So keep on talking.
All right. Well, anyway, that's one thing, Kyle. The second thing, this 5G, speaking of the airports with the AT&T and Verizon trying to deploy their 5G networks, and Pete Buttigieg said, oh, my God, you can't do that. We need to wait 2 weeks because this may affect the instruments on the aircraft. How did this even get this far? If there was a problem with 5G and the instruments on the aircraft,
okay,
shouldn't this have been brought up before the two carriers spent God knows how many billions of dollars to acquire this spectrum?
It was brought up, and I'll get to that right now. And thank you for your call, and we'll talk to you again a little bit later. Okay, Kyle, what this regards is a C altimeter. That's what tells the pilot how high the plane is off the ground.
Right.
And when you come into an airport, you need to know how high you are off the ground. Because if you're 25 feet off and you land low instead of landing right on target, what's going to happen?
Well, you have a crash.
Thank you. And that's what the issue is with the 5G. It affects the altimeter on the aircraft. And it's been tried. It's been tested. It's been proven it's a problem. And the telephone companies don't want to know about it.
Well, you know, Captain, I understand that I think there's at least a six-month delay at this point on 5G deployment around some airports in the United States. But that's right, in order to try to address this very thing.
Right, and the other reason for that is because of the frequency that it's on. It's on the same frequency that the aircraft's on.
Right.
They have to change the frequency.
Right. And so here we have sort of a clash, if you will. There's millions of phone customers, but if it does impact safety, that's a whole other story.
If it affects one person on a passenger aircraft, you don't change it, period. And that's what the problem is. Okay, hold on, Kyle. All right, folks, we're going out to break. And guess what? It's Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the
news, insight, passion. Hey, 9:30. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. Hey, 9:30. The Answer.
In Tampa, come on out and see the
news, insight, passion. Hey, 9:30, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. Hey, 9:30, The Answer.
In Tampa, come on out and see the
news, insight, passion. Hey, 9:30, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. Hey, 9:30, The Answer.
In Tampa, come on
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and Mike, you need to drag your butt over there today. Give John a call. Because he didn't hear from you last week. So here we go. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, I heard from them yesterday, and they were thanking us, all the listeners that had bought items from MyPillow.com. They actually asked me about the mattress, the bed that I was getting, the brand new mattress and the bed, which is going to be for my back predominantly. I'm buying something that is of excellent quality, which I'm getting a great price on, I might add, from MyPillow. But again, you can do the same thing. Anything you see there that's listed on MyPillow.com, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. The promo code CAPTAIN. You save yourself a bunch of money. Now, a lot of this stuff was marked down 25%, 33%, 50%, 67%, or 75%. It just all depends on what you're looking at because they're clearing out the warehouse. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com, you'll see some more stuff that's there marked insanely low. You won't believe what you're looking at when it comes to some of these prices when you see what the regular price is, which is exactly what the big box store would be selling it for if they had it in stock. So now you know how much money the big box stores were making. And the deep discounts that are there, again, all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. The promo code CAPTAIN gets you all those discounted prices. Now, they also have a phone number you can call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. You get to talk to a live person that way, and sometimes people want to do that rather than doing the other thing, you know, with a card on the internet and all that. But go to MyPillow.com. That's the website, MyPillow.com. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And a phone number if you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. They've got a great closeout winter special going on right now. They're giving people some tremendous discounts.
promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget, you get a 60-day return policy there as well. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
In New York State, the Attorney General, Letitia James, is being busy by asking for subpoenas against Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump in connection with the civil probe of the Trump Organization, which is at the heart of Donald Trump's financial success.
Right. Well, according to the investigator, to James, evidently Donald Trump is being accused, or the Trump company, rather, is being accused of inflating their real estate values to get better loans and better terms and things like that. And she put out a statement saying that despite numerous attempts to delay our investigation by the Trump Organization, we are confident that our questions will be answered and the truth will be uncovered because no one is above the law, end quote. Now, I just have a question. I mean, they're still thinking they're uncovering the truth? I thought they knew what they were doing, you know, going into this thing. But they're trying to subpoena everybody because they want to try to get somebody to say something that they can make hay out of. And all this came, Captain, after Michael Cohen talked to Congress about exaggerating those values. But we'll see where this goes. This looks like a typical fishing expedition.
Let me tell you a little story about a little town in upstate New York where I lived before I went down to Syracuse, before I went down to New York City. Okay, we had a house on the lake, on the water, and it was, again, I told everybody, you know, all the houses that were in there were the same way, footage, et cetera, same lots, all that, sitting in the same sort of areas. And I decided I was going to, after we, you know, got the loan, we're making payments on it and doing good, actually we were paying it ahead a little bit because we were able to do that. I decided that I was going to perhaps use the equity that was in the home because it was about a year later, use the equity in the home, and I wanted to build a boathouse, okay? So they sent out somebody to to evaluate your property. And to see, you know, if you have enough money to do whatever.
Right, well, they appraise it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not like a tax appraiser. I was a tax appraiser at the time. Well, that was after, you know, all that other stuff happened. But anyway, he says to me, he goes, how much money are you looking for? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe $10,000. I think I could get the boathouse built for that. He goes, how about if we make it $25,000? And I never volunteered anything, never said a word, and that's what this guy did. So you're telling me they're looking at Donald Trump for possibly trumping up the value of his property? They'll do that on purpose.
Well, and something else, too. And
I know it from personal experience.
Right, right. Well,
and this was, God knows, what, 35 years ago.
Right. Well, but when you appraise property, that's still somebody's opinion of what that property is worth. It depends on the market, and that's why it's a really hard job to be a really good appraiser. People who are refining their houses, they have the value appraised, and they figure out is the equity really there. So that is somebody's opinion. So somebody's going to be hard pressed to try to make it seem as though it was way out of whack, because you can bring in several experts, just like in any kind of investigation, you can bring in experts to say, no, the properties were worth less. Some will say, no, the properties were worth more. It's really what happens in the actual real-time appraisal to go back and try to do all that. I mean, who knows what it really appraised at or what it would have, but I just think it's kind of thin, you know, that they're trying to find anything they can do to Trump. That's just what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the highest court in the land is set to hear a major case this week, whether or not the federal government can force your employer to force you to get a COVID shot. And Cheryl in Sarasota, this probably is what you were thinking about, and use a federal agency to make that happen. But a First Amendment attorney says a Fifth Circuit ruling recently is a good sign that personal liberty will prevail here and the government has overstepped their bounds. They're doing something that's unconstitutional.
Well, we're looking at a real showdown going on.
And this isn't the one about the seals. That's another one. This is about the one where they're forcing you through your employer, the employer mandate, they're calling it, to get a vaccine.
Right, and I think that there would be, if I recall correctly, some pretty draconian consequences for employers if they don't have a vaccinated staff.
The fines are humongous.
Oh, exactly. And so there's a real showdown going on here about whether or not the federal government can actually do that. It's interesting, Captain, because especially when Joe Biden came into power, he's whatever he's done it all wrong. There's just no way to, at least for him, to try to win the hearts and minds. So now they're going to go this road. It does give employers cover, but it also exacerbates the already tenuous relationship, shall we say, between employers and employees. And the federal government, once again, getting in the middle of everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of companies are going to want to have the vaccine for their own, I mean, for their own purposes. They want their own liability purposes, their own safety of their employees, the perception of that and so forth. But the federal government, no, could be a huge overstep. We'll find out what the courts say.
Now, Omicron typically causes mild illness compared to the previous variants, but its blazing transmission has now threatened to flood hospitals beyond their breaking points. But so far, it isn't, because the people are not coming in and being hospitalized en masse and being held in there, you know, for any length of time, because they don't need to be. Again, this is nothing more than an advanced case of a cold, or maybe a low-level case of the flu. It's left essential services short on workers, freezing subway lines, shuttering testing centers, according to the New York Governor Hochul. But there's also something else that they're not mentioning here. What happened under Governor Cuomo to the hospital workers and the health workers that didn't get a vaccine? Were they not either laid off or fired?
Well, that's right. Yeah, they.
So they created their own shortage.
Well, sure. That's right. But it's saying it's overwhelming the hospitals if you leave out that important information about why there's not enough people working at hospitals. Then that's, you know, that's pretty significant.
Okay. And I confirm what I said yesterday about the hospitals. If the National Guard comes in to assist at the hospital does not pay for the National Guard. The state or the federal government pays for it off the money that they're getting to do that, okay? So that means if they're doing some services that a hospital worker would do, the hospital's still charging the money for those services. They're making money on top of money because they're not paying any labor.
Well, that's right. It all goes back, Captain.
Now, think about that for a second.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's a whole lot of money.
It's a legal ripoff entitled to these hospitals by the federal government in the blue states, in particular. The blue states.
That's
it's
right.
Not right. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Learned a lot tonight, I think. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle One, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You bet I will. And folks, I've got a true story for you today, tonight, about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for over 7 years, and it's a product that works for me because it goes right straight to the problem that I have with the pain, with the inflammation, with the swelling, and it solves it for me, and it keeps it under control for me all day long. Now, today, this afternoon, before I came over to the radio station, one of my neighbors came out, saw me there doing what I was doing with my vehicle. I was actually cleaning the windows and whatnot, and he was struggling to try to come over to me, and I said, "What's the matter?" And he says, "Man, my back is just killing me. I don't know what I did, but I did something." And I said, "Well, you're going to be all right. You should go see the chiropractor or something." He says, "Yeah, but have you got any of those things that you take, that Relief Factor?" I said, "Sure." So I reached in my glove box, which is where I keep the spare, yeah, that I have in the car with me. I handed him two packs, and I says, "Here, take this, go sit down, take him with a glass of water, and if you can, let me know, and you really need to go see a doctor or the chiropractor or something." He says, "Well, I'm gonna, but I gotta cut this pain. I can hardly stand up." So about 30, 40 minutes went by, and I was just about ready to get, as a matter of fact, I did get in my car, started it up, rolled the windows down, and was getting ready to pull off, and he walked out in a normal fashion and walked over to me from across the street, and he says, "Captain, thank you so very much. This stuff worked. I don't know what's in it, but it worked. I feel so much better." I said, "Well, you still better go see the doctor, the chiropractor, or something." He says, "I'm going right now, but let me tell you something. A little while ago, they might have had to have taken me in an ambulance." And I said, "Yeah, I know. You didn't look like you were getting around too good." So that's a true story. And again, if you want to find out what I found out, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95 to get onto the 3-week quick start. After that, if you want more, you'll get it. at the regular price. Now, you can do the math and figure out about what that would be because you're getting a three-week quick start for $20. Now, 100% drug-free is what you're getting. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it's good for you. The ingredients that are in there are actually good for you. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, things that your body needs to have. So, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start. And, Kyle, that's about as true as it gets.
That is a great story, Captain. I mean, that really brings it down to the real practical level of somebody who got help from Relief Factor. That's amazing.
Now, that doesn't happen all the time, okay? But depending on what the situation is and what the condition, you know, that you're in, sometimes it'll work like that. And, by God, it did.
Well, I'm really glad. That's really
He's
good.
Really glad.
I can imagine.
And when I see him tomorrow, I'm sure I'm going to get a full report.
I'll bet. That's right.
Now, surging cases of the Omicron variant are complicating the students' return to school following the winter break. And there's a number of schools in the blue states and the blue cities that are actually going to start teaching from home again.
Some are, that's right, and some kids don't even go back really for another week in some cases, but I think here in Southern California, I think at least up in the L.A. County area, I think some of these students have to have a negative COVID test, I think, before being able to come back to school. Of course, that looming idea that you're going to go back to remote learning, that is really scaring parents because the kids don't do well. And we have, I think it's incontrovertible. Kids don't do well when it's just remote learning. So they're trying to take every measure they can. And I think one of them is going to be, kids are going to be wearing these medical grade masks, and they're going to have to wear them inside and outside, you know, pretty much any time they're on school campus.
You're talking about N95 masks or something different?
That's right. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
That's different than just a cloth mask. They need to wear what's been described in the reports I've seen as medical grade or surgical mask, basically. That's right.
Okay. Now, our governor, Florida, Ron DeSantis, got the last laugh on AOC because he had a press conference today. It was a very lively press conference, or yesterday, rather. I keep forgetting that today is yesterday and yesterday's today. But anyway, he said he addressed a question for the Where Is Ron conspiracy theorist. Now, as you know, last week AOC and the governor, I'm sorry, the mayor of Miami brought up these false stories that, well, he's, and even AM Joy, you know, Joy Reid. She says, well, he's on the beach sunning himself somewhere instead of taking care of his business in the state of Florida and all that sort of stuff. What a lying bunch of skanks they all were, because it wasn't true. He was with his wife. And by the way, he was actually working in Tallahassee while all this stuff was going on, working in Tallahassee. His schedule showed that. Interviews and all that stuff that he did on TV were done from there. So how could he be hiding at the beach when you were actually where you were supposed to be?
Well, that's right. Captain, this is just a tactic because they don't know what to do because of the horrible optics of AOC, you know, having a great time down in Miami or something while everybody else was, you know, having a COVID nightmare back where she's from in New York. So,
well,
you know, this is just the bad, bad optics.
DeSantis said on AOC vacationing in Florida, he says, if I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man. And he also said, in addition to AOC, we've had people down here like 2021 Virginia Democratic gubernatorial nominee Terry McAuliffe, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, CNN anchor Don Lemon was down here accusing people of being murderers, and he came down to where the murderers were.
Well, you know, it is the elite. It's typically the elite who want to have.
You don't have to be elite to come to Florida.
Well,
you can bring a pup tent and a sleeping bag.
Well, of course. But what I mean to say is that you have these elites who have the rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah.
And they like to go where they can party because they can afford to.
Yeah. And here's what DeSantis said about the comments from Joy Reid and all that about where he was when he was missing, supposedly. He says, I guess I should have been at the beach in Delaware, right? And then they would have been really happy with that one. Well, a dig about the president.
Well, yeah, Joe Biden on the beach in a mask.
With a dog.
With a dog out over on the beach with really nobody around, but still had his mask on.
So yep.
A lot of this becomes a real theater. You know, the Omicron's very real. We all know that. But it is interesting how these politicians conduct themselves, but then tell everybody else how they need to conduct themselves.
Now, remember the Navy SEALs, the group of Navy SEALs that were about to be booted out because they wouldn't get a vaccine mandate?
Right.
Okay, well, a federal judge yesterday granted them a temporary injunction for all those Navy SEALs about the vaccine mandate, and the case is on its way to the Supreme Court, along with some other ones, which will all be decided en masse come Friday.
Well, there's two different questions, of course, I think, Captain, and one of them is, obviously, do they have the authority to boot people who won't get the vaccine? Technically, yes, that's a military thing. But I think the greater question is vaccination versus, here we go again, natural immunity. That's where I think a lot of the defense is going to be based on, because a lot of these guys have already had COVID, one would think. And if that's the case, then they'd be sporting the natural immunity. And so, unfortunately, Captain, what's happened with the Biden administration, especially, and Dr. Fauci and the rest of them, they never allowed the country to understand those major differences, and we've never approached this in a real scientific way.
Well,
it's been one-size-fits-all political stuff.
The big question is whether or not it's constitutional, because the group with former Vice President Mike Pence in it, his political advocacy group, on Monday filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court over the Biden administration's unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. Now, his firm, that group of people, is leading the way in the challenge with the Supreme Court. So say what you want about Mike Pence, but he's in the middle of this fight. And if they win this one, it'll be because of him and the people he's got working with him.
Well, right. And you said the constitutional question. See, it's a lot of times throughout history we've seen the power of the executive branch be expanded. And this is another one of those times. You're trying to expand the power of the executive branch. And at the same time, you never really want it to, you know, you don't want it to erode either, in the sense that where you can't govern the country effectively. But, you know, they're really doing a power play here. And again, it's not about whether or not the virus is real or all those kinds of things. It's about how do we govern ourselves, because we don't have a sovereign. We have a president.
And okay, well, here comes the music in my ears, so we're going to be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I got something to say next hour again about Vice President Mike Pence, because there's some people out there that regard him as not necessarily being friendly, but he is friendly.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the roads have been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out beat, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DMC. teeth and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. Or he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Oh, yeah. He's a working class. You got it. And I haven't played that in a long time, and I thought I'd play it right there for the guys and gals who want to hear that. And a big shout-out to everybody at Creek Carriers up there. And that was played for the terminal there in Lincoln, Nebraska, where somebody called in and said, we want to hear something. So they did. All righty. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And don't forget that they're all around the country. You can find them just about anywhere. And you can go to the app. We'll tell you about that after we're done here with giving you the weather. But real quick, I want to tell everybody that icy patches will be especially problematic on the untreated roadways and walks into Tuesday morning from Tennessee into Maryland, D.C., where heavy wet snow fell on Monday. They had 7 inches in D.C., heavy coastal rain with possible flooding, and widespread mountain snow is going to continue for the northwest U.S. Across the northern Rockies much of this week. And by the way, we've got snow across much of the northern part of the country right now. So be advised, if you're up on the northern route, you're probably going to see it. So let's go over to Kyle Warren. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, we're going to be looking at a lot of heavy snow coming in through Washington and Oregon, 2 to 4 feet of snow over the next few days or so. This is going to be also up in northern Idaho and into western Montana as well. Also, cold temperatures throughout the west, the Pacific Northwest and parts of Nevada as well. Okay, so let's get a little bit more specific here. We're, of course, tracking some active snow right now. This is near Boise, Idaho, along I-90. This is going to go on over towards Idaho Falls, maybe a little bit east of Pocatello, so you want to be aware of that. We've also got heavy rain, as I believe you were talking about. We've got heavy rain for Portland, also for...
Well, Richard, where he lives right there along the coast...
Yes.
2 inches of rain since yesterday and 30-mile-an-hour winds.
30-mile-an-hour winds, and I think 56 degrees for him. Right now in Seattle, it's 35 in the overnight hours. On Tuesday, might go up to about 45, and we'll start those rain showers, and those rain showers coming in at least until Friday. Portland, Oregon, right now checking in at 37 degrees. Same story in terms of the rain as well, and I think they had rain and snow earlier tonight.
Right.
But they're reporting cloudy conditions right now, but it's cold, it's wet, it's snowy, it's rainy, so be aware of that. So also we've got, of course, all across the entire state of Montana, winter weather advisory, basically. This is going to head on down. We've got high winds near Casper, Wyoming, and, of course, high winds and winter storm watches in Cheyenne. Saw one of our trucker friends post earlier on Facebook. He had just come down from Elk Mountain and had made it safely, so we're glad about Trucker David out there.
It was windy out there.
Exactly right. High winds as well. This is going to continue on through Rock Springs. We told you a little bit about Idaho Falls. We've also got, of course, we've got high wind warnings. This is around Reno, Nevada, coming down through Downer Pass. It's snowing, of course, on Tuesday. 4th of July pass up in northern Idaho, 29 degrees, snowing Tuesday at least through Saturday at this point. And also, folks, we're going to cover this as well. Snoqualmie Pass on I-90, 26 degrees. It's snowing hard, according to the reports. You got compact snow and ice on the road.
Got snow up on Cabbage.
That's right, on Cabbage.
A winter storm warning.
That's right. At Cabbage Hill, you've got 28 degrees. You've got snow flurries going on right now. Those high winds persist. That blows that snow around, folks. So be careful up there.
Now, let's move over into North Dakota. Let's move over down into South Dakota and Nebraska and down into Kansas, because we've got snow right now across three-quarters of North Dakota over into the western part of Minnesota. Moving to the east, we've also got some snow in the northwestern corner of South Dakota to include Rapid City with some high winds as you come across down there. That's I-90. I-94 is up north of that. And then down in Nebraska, in the western part of Nebraska, you've got winds. You've got some snow out in front of it, some snow showers out in front of it as you come up I-76 and it joins there with I-80. So probably around North Platte and that area, you're going to have some snow going over that way. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions in the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight. And going back up north to Minnesota, hello, George, Duluth, Minnesota, northeastern corner of Minnesota, you got snow up there. Lake Superior, Lake Huron, you got a winter storm warning tucked in up there across the lake from Duluth over in the upper part of Michigan. So quite a bit of snow in the western part of the Upper Peninsula tonight. And that's coming down a little bit into Wisconsin. You might see some spreading going on there. Now, we do have lake effect snow in upstate New York right now, coming across from Buffalo going to the east because the winds are blowing out of the west. And up there in Watertown into the Tug Hill Plateau, we have a snow squall warning up there. Looks like as if we'll have 4 to 6 inches tonight, could have as much as a foot by noontime tomorrow. Depends on what the winds do. Right now, they are blowing out of the west. Okay, we've got unsettled conditions for blowing snow, icy conditions across most of Virginia, especially the mountains, across most of Tennessee. Eric in Tennessee is going to be out there with a pair of ice skates on today. North Carolina, mountains in North Carolina and the central part of North Carolina, Raleigh, over that away, you've got some icy road conditions there. And we've got really cold temperatures tonight in the deep south. Coming across Louisiana, coming across Mississippi, coming over into Alabama, the peninsula, and the panhandle of Florida right now. Up in the panhandle, we've got some temperatures in the 30s already. We've got freezing temperatures up there, parts of Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. The further north you go, the colder it gets, obviously. And right here where I'm at right now, Kyle, it's 48 degrees and dropping.
Wow, that is cold.
Yep. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, if you're out in the highways and byways, and certainly if you're in a lot of this bad weather, you're going to find safe harbor, of course, at the Pilot or Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locator function right there on their website to find the location nearest you. And when you drive in, be sure to get first to number one, a cup of coffee. You know, they brew their coffee, their traditional drip machines.
Just make sure it's hot.
That's right. Well, they brew them fresh every hour. So you know that it's going to be fresh, and they also, every other cup, the bean-to-cup machines, that's brewed fresh on the spot. So it's going to be hot, it's going to be good, and it's going to be the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We'll think that you'll agree. But while you're there, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. If you're already a member of the Drivers Club, download the My Rewards Plus app,
yeah,
where you can track all your points for all the stuff that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room tonight, and I want to say hello to Kathy, who's listening right now, and I want to say hello to LJ up there. And LJ, if you're in Michigan, I know it's colder than a wall digger's butt up there. Get your butt on down here. At least it's a little bit warmer. And by the way, this cold's going away in about another day or so. So we'll be back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to tell you what Mike Pence is up to here with his group.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.